Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Believers' work in the tsunami region continues despite negative reports. Bible translators focus on the Spanish Bible, and Christians learn how to use teaching English as a missions tool. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, international tsunami pledges are slow in coming. As accusations abound that the promised help won't make it where needed, some groups are determined. International Aid's Dean Agee speaking from Sri Lanka.
I'm happy to report that we went to clinics that were operating in Sri Lanka. We've got aid and clinics set up in Indonesia. We've seen programs underway in India. Is everything exactly where we'd like it? No, it's not there yet. But the distribution system seems to be working pretty well.
AG says the outreach aspect of the relief is in everything they do.
In international aid, we operate off of Matthew 25 and Matthew 28. That is, we fulfill the Great Commission by taking care of the least of these, and that's certainly what we're doing here. Our partners throughout the region are Christian organizations, and so by helping them, we're strengthening their ministries to their own neighbors.
Meanwhile, many who lived along the coast have lost everything, and they're now in refugee camps struggling with grief and fear of the future. These emotions continue nearly 3 months after the tsunami hit South Asia, including parts of India. In response, Bibles for the World is raising money to meet the demand for Bibles. Victims are concerned about life's purpose, death, God, and judgment. Your gift of support can help answer these questions through God's Word. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the United States, spring break for many college students means beaches, parties, and loose living. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is providing an option for Christians and non-Christians alike. InterVarsity's National Director of Evangelism, Terry Erickson, says they're partnering with another agency to provide service opportunities.
We have at least 13 or 14 groups that will be going out on spring break projects in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. And what they will be doing is they go out for a week and they help Habitat build houses.
While service is the main focus, Erickson says this is actually an evangelism tool.
Each student brings a non-Christian with them. So during the week, they spend time building houses, and then at the same time, in the evenings, we try to give some spiritual input by having groups that investigate God. And then in many cases, this is very helpful for the non-Christians who attend to explore Christianity.
Elsewhere, the World Bible Translation Center has recently completed the entire Spanish Bible, 80,000 Bibles, 100,000 New Testaments, and 10,000 Spanish-English New Testaments are being printed for distribution in the United States, Central, and South America. With this tool, there's great opportunity for ministry to Hispanic-speaking people. Pray that God will provide the funding needed to print and distribute the Spanish Bible and New Testaments. And finally, more than 80 people were empowered to reach their non-English-speaking neighbors at Cornerstone University's English as a Second Language Conference this past weekend. Wally Serafisi is the director of the TESOL program at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Speaking at the conference, he says there's a huge need for English teachers, and it's a great ministry opportunity.
The interest in learning English around the world will never be met by professionals alone. This conference is designed to train lay people to do it. And so we need to train thousands upon thousands of lay people that can work in all kinds of informal ministries to teach English.
The conference training multiplies not only linguistically, but also relationally and spiritually. Another conference speaker, Julie George, with Global Connections, says,
the value of teaching English as a second language is, first of all, a chance to be used by God in somebody's life, and second of all, perhaps a chance for him to use the English language so that they can hear the gospel.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.